Manziel, play action fake, up in the pocket. Steps, looks, throws, end zone, touchdown! He's got it! Shane Wynn!
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, the kid, Matt Wilhelm back with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Let's go to the offense. Let's go to the phones now. 216-578-0850. We're going to go to the offense. I do want to talk about the offense position by position, but we're going to go to the phones right now. 216-578-0850. We're going to start off with Reg in Youngstown. Reg, I feel
like you,
of all people, have to admit you're seeing progress from Johnny Manziel.
You know, I give you that right there. I'm still not taking with him. You know, my key thing is, Matt, is that I think that Manziel, in general, Matt, he's going to have to show for me. He's going to have to show me that he can win a game. And I don't know if it's because he ain't got the opportunity yet or what, but I just don't have a lot of confidence. I don't think it's going to happen with him, but who knows. But what I really wanted to say was something that you brought up, and that was about the offensive and defensive line. Matt, if they say that our offensive line is one of our strengths on our team this year and our defensive line, but mainly I'm speaking of the offensive line, I'm concerned, man, because I thought they did a poor job. And this is supposed to be, you know, the offensive line that we are saying is one of our powers and it's going to make it happen. Them guys did not look good, man.
Right. And I'm a little concerned now because Josh McCown has played line two games in a row. We know the running backs are not getting great holes. Okay, it was the better this week for Terrence West, but still about a yard and a half before taking contact. McCown was under pressure on 5 of his 13 dropbacks in this game. He was under pressure on, I think it was 6 out of 8 or 5 out of 7 in the first game.
Yeah.
That's 40%.
Right.
That's not where this line should be.
That's not where Josh McCown's wheelhouse is either. No. What'd you say? It was 28?
Yeah, 28% last year for the Browns. So they need to be better up front. If that's going to be what you've built your offense around, and let's be honest, it is, because you haven't invested in young playmakers or real playmakers at the skill positions, it's going to have to be because your line is so solid.
It is, and that's again, at this point right now, you take it with a grain of salt because it is, in fact, the preseason, but it's frustrating because as you talk about the Cleveland Browns, the one thing that you take for granted, and in most cases, it's the first thing out of your mouth, is they've got a great offensive line and they got great defensive backfield. Well, the backfield wasn't there last night because of injury, but the offensive line was, and Josh McCown was under pressure. And if Josh McCown throws under pressure, we get 2014 Josh McCown.
And we won.
I believe Josh 13. McCown protected, you know, very well with the run game. You can have 2013 Josh McCown and be very efficient, very accurate, and not feel forced or have to force the football as we did last night.
I agree with that. And you know, you want to see this, what we would call, you know, the good decisions from him. Josh McCown is not here. And the way that this team is set up and structured with those playmakers, it is not a team that's set up to go ahead and dominate throwing the football all over the place. That's just not what this team is built and or designed to do.
No.
So we don't want to see that. We need to see this line. We need to see ball control on the offense and taking care of the football. And, you know, to your point with Johnny, I thought he showed signs of taking care of the football a little bit better. And I will say, too, he made a couple throws on the sidelines that actually got home that were in real tight windows.
Yes.
Back shoulder or just over the DB. And Lenz mistimed his jump on one of them, it looked like, and another one went off Maley's hands.
The one thing I took away, I mean, Johnny Manziel, is if you had, and I know the question came up from Tirico to Gruden last night, you know, how strong is his arm? And he's like, oh, he's got a good arm. And I thought we saw that. When Johnny Manziel is decisive with where he wants to throw the football, whether it's, you know, out of three-step, five-step, or gun, and he knows where he's going right now, he's got a rocket. And then I thought, when he's decisive in the dropback as the play's developing with his eyes down the field, he delivers the ball very well. When he's in question, his arm becomes questionable.
Because he doesn't follow through, he doesn't step into it and really throw. He's indecisive. He's sort of off his back foot.
Correct.
Chucks it up.
Yeah, right. And because I think in some cases, correct me if I'm wrong, but because he's such a great athlete, he feels like he can get away with more because he did in college, and that's the muscle memory associated with him making those throws. You can't do that in the NFL.
I think you saw a lot less mistakes last night. It'll be interesting to see next week, and it'll also be interesting to see. I really think Buffalo probably has one of the best front sevens in football. It'll be interesting to see against a team that maybe the front seven isn't quite as good if our O-line maybe looks a little bit better.
You got to see it against Tampa Bay. At some point, you've got to see it. You've got to see it from this offensive line, because if you're going to be a running team, you need it. And as the picture shows right there, and that's the second team, but that kind of stuff, that can't happen.
No, it's like a jailbreak.
It's a jailbreak. It is. And somebody was suggesting that it was Photoshop, so I went and made sure that it was not. And it is not.
No, it is not.
It is not.
I'm seeing
right
it
off,
my. I'm
right
I'm
off the game film.
It's, letting you
it
know
is
it's not.
Not. So there were things, though. Again, we'll get another call in here, and then I do want to take some time to kind of go through who stood out to you, who you were impressed with, and who you were concerned with. We'll go each position group. We can do it quickly. At least go through the offense. We'll have a segment to go through the defense. But let's go to Jim in Virginia right now. Jim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just want to say the thing that stood out to me was that even though, we know Johnny still has a ways to go, but he was 9-for-12 before that final drive. But even bigger than that, to me, was that Johnny had composure in the pocket, which
yep.
we've never seen Johnny before. So that was my takeaway. Composure in the pocket, and because last year he was like a deer in headlights. It was a different Johnny last night to me.
And I thought he looked very, very comfortable. And that's what I'm talking about, the progress. It looks like he is not playing at a frenetic pace.
No. And that's what I've consistently talked about last night on the PNC Bank Browns postgame show, the multiple call-ins that I've done today via the radio down in Columbus, is he's had the opportunity now for a few months to watch Josh McCown run an offense. The leadership, the excitement, to go into the huddle, to call the play, to get him out, get him on time, and have 14, 15 seconds left on that play clock. Not, frantic with communication. He's able to make his checks to the line of scrimmage. All those great things. That's quarterback play in the National Football League. And I feel like Johnny's handling it like a quarterback. Like a guy who's growing. Like a guy who's doing a lot of right in preparation. Where
yes.
his time, last year was probably going other places. It's now going into football. And you can see it. He's not perfect. I don't think he's a
sure.
starter. He's not a starter in the National Football League yet. But and the analogy that I've kind of given for this is watch other teams play in the their preseason games in the National Football League, and when their starter is pulled, Johnny looks like a backup, who's yearning to grow in a system in the National Football League, which is exactly what he is.
It's exactly what he is, and we hope he does continue to grow. All right, when we come back, we're going to get to more phone calls. We guys are lighting them up, 216-578-0850. We want your reaction to this game. And if we have to push our evaluation of the game to Monday, we'll do that because we want to hear from
Fine,
you,
yeah,
the dog
bring
fam.
It.
Bring it, 216-578-0850. Zagura Wilhelm, CBD.